Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Kitabul Adabi. Kitabul Adabi means the book of, or the chapter of, good manners. The book of good manners. This chapter, this book, this new section we are starting is something that all or many of the Ahadith Kitabs discuss, that this aspect of adab, this many books have been written about it, many advices have been given with regards to it, as we'll see. But this is something that is extremely important in our lives, this good character. Good character is something that will be one of the weightiest things on the day of Qiyamah. On the scales, a person's character, his good character, will be something that will weigh very, very heavy. When we speak about weighing very heavy, like how in this world, the currency of this world, the thing that will allow a person to purchase commodities in this world, is determined by the amount of money he has. In other words, this money, this wealth, is something that will allow him to purchase commodities. So in Akhirat, what will be the currency? What will be the commodity of exchange? The commodity of exchange and the currency, so to speak, in Akhirat, will be a person's weight. The weight of his good deeds on the scale will be the amount of money he has. For example, a person is going to the shop to buy a loaf of bread. If he's got that 20 rand in his pocket to get a loaf of bread, then he knows that if there is stock, inshallah, he'll be able to buy that bread. So similarly, when a person goes to Akhirat, and now his actions are being weighed, according to that weight will be like those notes that come out of his pocket, 100 rand, 200 rand, how much of money he's got, that will what the weight will be on the day of Qiyamah. If a person has got a lot of weight, his account will be very high, he'll have a lot of money. But if a person doesn't have anything that is weighty, it will just be like taking out from his pocket those 10 rand notes. Person needs to buy a car and he pulls out only 10 rand notes from the pocket. Will he ever be able to buy a car? Or how many notes he'll need to make up that weight or that amount to purchase a car? So therefore we should look for a'mal that are weighty. And amongst the most weightiest a'mal, the most valuable, like the 200 rand note that comes out from the pocket, you can purchase much more than with a 10 rand note. Like that, the most weightiest amal, the most weightiest of actions on the day of Qiyamah will be good character, will be good akhlaq. So under this good akhlaq, the first chapter that he brought, one is the kitab. The kitab means like a book on good manners. And under that book of good manners now will be chapters. Chapters in Arabic are called babs. So the book itself is called kitab, and the chapters that come in the book are called babs. So Kitabul Adab is the book of good manners. And the first chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings is Babul Hayai wa Fadlihi wal Hassi ala Takhalluqi bihi, the chapter on modesty, its virtue, the virtue of modesty, and encouraging people to implement it. So under good character, the first trait, the first quality of good character, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought this trait and this quality of modesty, haya. Because haya is something that is extremely important. It is an integral part of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that every deen has a special trait. The special trait of Islam is modesty. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iman and modesty are inseparable. Qurana jami'a, we know that hadith, iman and modesty are inseparable. When one is removed, the other is removed. If you remove modesty, then the iman is gone. So iman and modesty has something that they're inseparable. Remove one, the other is also removed. When one is removed, the other is also removed. So in modesty, this haya has many benefits. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought it. And we find that a person who is deprived of haya, a person that is deprived of modesty, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in one hadith that from amongst the advices that we learn from the people of the previous messengers, in other words, from the previous Anbiya, from amongst the advices, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioning that what we learn from them is that when a person, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا, إِذَا فَاتَتْكُ الْحَيَا, when haya leaves a person, فَصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا, when haya leaves you, then do as you please, whatever you want you do now, because there is no restriction. This haya is actually like a restriction. It's like, ulama describe it, is like a peel on a fruit. And so long as the peel is on that fruit doesn't discolor. If you got a peel on the apple inside doesn't become brown. If you got the peel on the banana, then the banana inside remains good. until that peel is removed. When you remove the peel and you leave it out for a short while, you see that apple, the peel is out, now it starts becoming brown. The banana also becomes brown. So this haya is actually like that peel. It's a protection, it's a covering given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remove this haya, now you remove that covering, then good person now becomes spoiled. In a short while, a good person becomes spoiled. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this is what we learned. Fasna' ma shit. Do whatever you please. After that, there's no limit to the level of immodesty that you can reach, the level of loneliness that you can reach, just because you don't have haya. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. As we're going, we'll do many, many ahadith with regards to haya. But what is haya? Very, very simply put, Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned very nicely that haqiqatul haya'i anna mawlaka la yaraka haythu nahak. And what is the reality of haya? The reality of haya is haqiqatul haya'i anna mawlaka la yaraka haythu nahak. Wherever Allah ta'ala prohibited you from going, wherever Allah ta'ala doesn't want you to go, whatever Allah ta'ala doesn't want you to do, Allah ta'ala shouldn't see you doing that. Allah Pak mustn't see you doing what He doesn't want you to do and where He doesn't want you to go. So a simple example, a person wants to go to the cinema. Now he thinks to himself, that is this the place that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want me to go? Allah mustn't see me in a place or see me doing a thing that He doesn't want me to do. So he thinks to himself, no, this is not a nice place for me to go. Other ulama explain and describe it as that place or that action that you won't like people to see you doing, or you are feared that you fear there may be some reproach. People may dislike the action that you're doing. That now is haya, the dislike in the heart, that somebody mustn't see me doing it, or people will reproach me for doing this. There's obviously a person that has got some type of shame in him. He'll think like that, that this is haya. So what Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that a person doesn't go to such a place, he doesn't do such a thing, that his Allah doesn't want him to do. He doesn't want his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see him doing such a thing or to be going to such a place. Now this is what is haya. A person has got it in him. Allah mustn't get disappointed with me. This is a great quality. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now a person has this, that this is Allah yaraka mawlaka haythu nahak, that my mawla, my Allah shouldn't see me in that place or that condition doing that thing that He doesn't want me to do. So now a person can, is there any place that he can go to that is wrong? Will he go to any place that is wrong? Because everywhere Allah Ta'ala can see him. Will he do anything that is wrong? Because Allah Ta'ala can see him doing everything. So he's got this in the back of his mind. He's got haya. He's got a very, very, very important quality in Islam that will help him, protect him, like the peel of the fruit. Throughout his life, this will protect him. But that haya is removed, and you find a person from high, he can drop right down. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and giving us this quality of haya. As we go through the various hadith, we learn such an important quality this is. And unfortunately, this is coming out very, very quickly from the ummah today. Therefore, we should take extra caution to see how we can preserve it within our families and within the circles that we got some type of influence. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil